This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back August 10th of this year. We're talking about no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. And with us today is the CEO and president and chairman of the company, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. It's great to be with you.
You know, the last couple of times that you've been on the show, you told me that you made an investment to a non-public company down there in San Diego called Graphiton. Are you guys working on a brain-computer interface, and what is that about? Bring us up to speed on that.
Sure. Yeah, it's a good question, a little bit tricky to talk about. So I want to start by saying that, you know, all the organs in our bodies are important, but I think we all agree that when you get down to it, the brain is the most important because it controls the actions we take and how we make our decisions. But it also controls almost all of our vital organs. You know, the organs, they're smart in themselves. They do some stuff by themselves, but the brain tells them when to turn on and off and how much to go and all that stuff. So, and we know, you know, that neurons are constantly sending little electrical pulses to each other and to all other parts of the body. Graphiton is the only company in the world that makes really biocompatible hookups, you know, electrodes, and also biocompatible smart chips that can be, can be implanted just under the skin or in the scalp itself. Graphiton's also the only company that also is constantly measuring the changing chemistry in the brain. And we all know that if you've got your adrenaline going, then you're thinking different than if you have the other hormones going. So the brain-computer interface, the idea is that we'll be doing two-way discussions with the brain, trying to help it do its job, just like, you know, in COVID-19, everything has to do with helping the immune system to do its job, and it needs a lot of help to do that. Well, the same is true of the brain. The brain knows how to make the body run perfectly, but sometimes it needs a little help, and so learning more about how to talk with the brain, that's going to help us.
Let me ask you this. Why did U.S. Nuclear Corp. One, make an investment in Graphiton, and how did you find them?
So a friend of mine lives in San Diego, and he's also, in the microcap space. He's always looking around for startups and smart professors and stuff like that, and he told me about Graphiton and that they're looking into, interfacing with the brain, and so also connections to the muscles for prostheses and
right.
Exoskeletons and stuff like that. And I said, you know, why didn't you tell me about these guys before? I want to get in that. So we bought 40% of the company, actually 49.5%, because I bought in a little bit too myself. So it's just so exciting. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. How do Graphiton and Elon Musk, Neuralink, how do they differ?
Oh, that's a very good question. And I want to say that Elon Musk is my hero. They're both startup companies. They're both in the same space, you know, neuroscience and brain communication. But Neuralink is focused on the big idea of directly linking the brain to computers and to the internet. But Graphiton is much more practical and near term. Graphiton's customers are creating treatments for, you know, mankind's most important problems like addiction and a lot of other diseases. 130 Americans die each day from opioid overdose.
That's true.
And 20 million adults have some substance abuse disorder in the U.S. And brain stimulation is not going to be the best treatment for most of these people. But there are some people that are just, you know, nothing else is going to work. And the FDA has actually already approved deep brain stimulation for a number of uses, including Parkinson's disease, tremor, epilepsy, and obsessive compulsive disorder.
Well, obviously you believe in this company down there in San Diego, Graphiton. Let me ask you this. Why do you think personally it's so important to be connecting the human brain What's the future going forward?
Yeah, also a very, very good question. So my grandfather always told me, when you have your health, you have everything.
I've heard that.
Yeah, and, you know, at the time, of course, I'm a little kid, so I'm healthy. So, and he's sort of losing his health at this time, and it was a big deal. And the, you know, if we want to live long, happy, healthy lives, we're just going to have to learn how to talk to the brain and how the brain works. And how to, as I was saying, how to assist it and augment it when there's a problem. And there's just so many different problems. You know, the heart and the muscles and the kidneys and the pancreas and the urinary bladder. All these organs are listening to the brain's instruction. You know, simple things like peeing in your pants. The right stimulation can fix that.
Right.
And important things like, you know, Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease, it can help with that too. So it's, you know, as they say, the most important of the industries in the world, I claim, is medicine and health. And this is sort of the last new adventure is to understand how to talk to our own brain and help it to work better.
Well, let me ask you this, Bob, before I let you go. There's not a lot of information out there on this small private company, Graphiton. And I know that you don't have a crystal ball, but I need to ask you this, and I'd be remiss, especially for my listeners and your stockholders. What kind of impact do you think that company is going to make on your company, U.S. Nuclear, in the next 2 to 3 quarters?
It will help us a lot. They are very small, but they're actually in the process of raising $2 million. I'm helping with that, of course, to get them off the ground. So I think that we'll start seeing some revenue from them. You know, investors, they want to be doing something good. They don't just want to, you know, help people dig holes in the ground or something like that. They also want to feel that they're helping the world move forward, and this is where it's at. This is the last frontier in the health world. So I think that that investors will like this or should like this.
My guest today has been Mr. Bob Goldstein. He is the CEO and President and Chairman of U.S. Nuclear Corp. They've added on a small company onto their repertoire called Graphiton. They're down there in San Diego. As for U.S. Nuclear Corp., you can look them up on the OTCQB. Their ticker symbol is UCLE. Very undervalued here, around 50 cents a share. That's my personal opinion. Bob, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 30 or 40 days and give us an update of what's going on.
Absolutely. Thanks, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.